There you go.
Hello?
Alright.
Oh my god. I can't hear you.
What? Because I'm not talking.
Oh.
I had to. Why do you have to call me 17 times? I got the text message. I was programming it in. And then
it's
you call
so
me
drama.
Seven
I'm
times.
Like having a panic attack, okay? That's all. Because I didn't want to be unprofessional and late.
Well, you already are. So deal with it.
It wasn't my fault. Did you see the text message? Hello?
I'm trying to watch Big Love. Will you shut the fuck up while I
oh
cause
my God.
The goddamn
you fucking
thing?
Big lesbian.
Shut up. And I already took my sleeping
okay.
pill, so we're done at midnight, period. Which is
good.
Probably
great.
Good. It's a big moment on Big Love, so don't fuck with me. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Now what did I do? All right. Oh, God, I hate comedy, stand-up TV shit. All right, so your sister popped something out of her vagina. What was it?
That's like the least of the most interesting things that has happened in the last few days, but she had a son named Charlie.
Who cares?
Isn't all that
right.
cute?
Wait till you. Yeah. Did you see the album art I sent you for today's show?
The what?
The album art.
Oh, the album art? Okay, listen to this. In the hospital, when I had an internet signal for like 30 seconds, I like opened the email and then like my computer died.
So
like, so what
you didn't
was
get
it?
To see it?
It was what? Like a lady in a bonnet.
No, you'll get to. You'll see it today because it's going to be the album art for this show. It's hilarious.
What is it? Tell me.
It's the picture of Aretha Franklin, you know, with that stupid church hat at the inauguration, but it's with Lois Cann instead of Aretha.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
And fat,
we should call my mom.
No, we should not call your mom. And then it's with Fat Rachel is one of the faces. So this guy
oh
like,
my God.
Did it. It's hilarious.
Oh, my so, God. Like, you love the Fat Rachel picture. It's, just
I
find
I didn't
it's hard
do
to
it.
Find fat pictures of me. Well, the people love the Fat Rachel. What can I say?
I hate Valentine's Day.
No, I know. I'm sorry, Madge.
Anyway.
We have a lot to fucking talk about.
Yeah, well, do it quick. I just
no,
got this fucking email
You're,
from
Val. What sleeping pills are you taking? This, seriously, what sleeping pills are you taking?
None of your business. I take what the doctor
You're really
gives
slurring
me.
For serious.
I just fucking took it. You're insane. I just fucking took the goddamn thing.
You are slurring a little bit.
How are you supposed to evaluate anything? You're completely nuts.
You know what? That's a total cop-out argument to use.
I'm not slurring
me.
My
I
words. I just
that.
Took the fucking
no,
pill.
Fine.
If there's anything making
okay,
me slur words, it's the
fine.
Fact that I ate two flake bars, a piece of ham, and a whole thing of ranch dressing while I was waiting for you.
Mm. Did you, like, roll the ham up and dip it in the ranch or just, like, drink the ranch?
I used my finger to eat the ranch, and I rolled a piece of cheese in the ham. It was actually Canadian bacon. And now I have
hey,
a cookie to eat.
Can I ask you a question seriously, just between me and you for real for a second?
No, because we're recording.
Are you smoking the pot? I mean, you just ate ranch with your finger?
No, I'm... no, I'm not.
What kind of ranch? Hidden Valley or homemade?
It's from
or
a
what?
Restaurant. It was some sort of, it's really not ranch. I don't know what they call it, but it's kind of like a blue cheesy, but it might have been some sort of a, like Gorgonzola, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch.
Mm.
I'm not really into it, but, you know, I found out that, like, I lost another 5 pounds when I came back from South Chicago. I'm like, well, God, now I can eat whatever the fuck I want because I didn't mean to lose any more weight, so I've been stuffing my face. And then when my relationship ended suddenly yesterday. I decided, well, I'm going to order this humongous thing of food from this place called CW Napkin, and they give you so much food. And for if you spend $15 or more, you get 3 free homemade chocolate chip cookies that are the size of, you know, grapefruits. So I saved the last one for this
Absolutely.
Show. That's why I was getting so annoyed. It took you so long to call me back. And this is the second. This is the third show I've done today, including Eat the Touch Show.
That's probably why you're slurring. Shit.
I'm not slurring. Will you shut the fuck up? God.
That's, no, I'm being on your side. I'm sympathizing.
And
that's too much talking.
So,
that's a lot of talking to
I
do. I'm
so
very pleased
into,
we're doing the show.
I was so into Big Love, too. It was a really important moment that you ruined. But it's okay.
Sorry.
The only reason I'm doing the
I
show
saw
is
it like
I
one time. It was good
album.
When I saw it.
Fuck Valentine's Day. You know, I don't think I've ever had a good Valentine's Day in my life. That's not true, but it's been a while.
I know. I can't remember one in my life ever. I remember one time my boyfriend Greg gave me like this t-shirt, like, he gave me a Riverside Shakespeare. This is so dorky. Do you know the Riverside Shakespeare?
No.
Okay. It's like the, this is so theater geek lame. Like, it's like the collection of Shakespeare, but then there's this other one that's like the, it's like the Oxford, you know, like the Oxford Dictionary. It's like the Oxford collected works of Shakespeare, and it's like a fucking expensive book. And there was a thrift store in Santa Maria where we were living called Family Thrift, and somebody had like given them the book, and they were selling it for like $10. So he got it for me for Valentine's Day, and that's the only good Valentine's Day I could ever remember in my life. And it really wasn't all that; it was a Shakespeare book.
I am so far beyond fascinated, you can't possibly fathom it.
Well, did you get the text of why I'm late?
Yeah, I don't care if you're late. I don't give a shit.
No, but did you see why? It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, because your brother's girlfriend didn't pay the fucking internet bill.
Yep. Like, all these hijinks all over San Francisco to race back here so I can, like, get online and do the show because I love you so much. And then I'm like, what the fuck, Ben? The internet's not working. It's like, oh,
you're in San Francisco now?
Yeah, I'm in San Francisco right now.
How long are you going to be there?
Just till tomorrow night.
Meaning a cookie. Can you do me one favor?
When you're
Just go to the Mevio headquarters, which used to be Pod Show. That's where I used to work. And ask them, why did you fire my favorite podcaster, Madge? She's starving to death.
Yeah, because that will really celebrate your integrity and, like, bring abundance into your life.
Or blow up.
If I was going to go in there and yell anything, I'd be like, you bitches is crazy. Madge is blowing up the spot now, you fucking fools. I'm not going to be like, Madge is starving now without you. You're fucking past that. You're fucking growing pains, bitches, growing pains.
Oh, please, I don't care. I'll tell you what, though, I'm stuffing my face and I'm going to feel like shit in the morning. I've got somebody coming over to help stage my house. I'm getting rid of it. I'm moving out of your place? Yeah, and you know what the beautiful thing is? I don't know where I'm going to go. I really don't. I'm going
to
sell.
What do you have to be out by?
I own this place. I have to sell it first.
Oh, you're just like, I'm dealing with this now. I'm out.
Right.
Good for you. Make a fresh start. Strike out in this wacky world. Come out to L.A.
That'd be fine.
Why wouldn't it?
Vera says it sucks. It's too hot.
It is not.
Not like Miami.
Yeah. I'm in freaking Santa Monica. It's not too hot. Wouldn't you love to come over and have a Reiki bowl session with Christopher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to talk about prep or, like, any of my homework or strep or what?
Let's talk about prep.
Okay.
What did you think of that show that I had forced you to listen to?
I call him Strep instead of Prep.
Why?
Because he's fucking dirty.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, it's fucking sad. I think it's really sad.
What I found most interesting was Andy's interrogation of him. His very self-righteous interrogation with him. As if, you know.
See, I didn't take it as self-righteous, although I see how you say it. But the most interesting thing that came out of that interrogation was when he was like, the truth is, I don't even enjoy it.
Right.
When it's happening, I'm not even in the moment. I'm thinking about the next one. He's like chasing the dragon.
Right, that's sex, true, you know? Addictive behavior. It's classic.
That's the most important thing that was said in the whole podcast. Like, it'd be one thing if he's like, I'm having a great time. But he's like, I'm in a world of pain. Like, I'm not even getting what I want in the moment because I'm thinking about the next moment. You know?
Yeah.
Facing the dragon. And it's funny because it's kind of a lot of related to what we were talking about on the last podcast we did.
Wow, so?
Because I just said, like, all suffering is from resistance to what is, and not be, come on, Eckhart Tolle always talks about this shit, but it's been around since way before him, but not being in the present moment.
Oh my God, I feel so sick. I feel like I'm going to puke ranch dressing all over the keyboard. That cookie on top of the ranch dressing, on top of the ham, on top of the cheese.
On top of the two flake bars.
On top of the two flake bars, on top of the pomegranate juice, all within the past 20 minutes.
Might oh, wow.
And I got to wake up to my friend coming in.
What time?
Who also, it just so happens, dated Clarissa about a year and a half ago and had the exact...
Shut up. Okay, wait a minute. Hold
and
on.
Had the exact same serious? Experience. Yeah.
Okay, but hold on.
And then she's like, okay, now that you broke up, now I can tell you what really happened.
Okay, hold on, though. Didn't you guys, like, meet across a crowded yoga studio?
Yeah, it was very romantic.
Okay, but how did your friend meet Clarissa?
I didn't ask that, actually.
Don't you think that's kind of a weird coincidence?
But this was a long time ago. It is weird, yeah. It is weird.
Like, is the lesbian scene so small in Chicago that you all end up fucking each other? Come on, I don't buy it.
No, but when you're a whore, you fuck everyone, and that includes some of my friends. Hold on. Hold on, I gotta shut... And I don't want to see Yeller Fatty on my screen. Yeah, what do you want now, Rachel? Where were we? Where were we? Hello?
It is weird. It is weird how... I mean, it wouldn't be weird if you guys were, like, in the same kind of circle of friends, like you'd met at a party or something.
No,
but,
we're
like,
not
you met in a yoga studio, and, like, your friend also dated her. That's a trip.
Well, and not only that, but I have another friend who had sex with her.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Well...
Oh, well.
I did not know the lesbian scene was so inbred in Chicago. What can I say?
You know, the good thing about it is, since I don't do drugs or anything except for sleeping pills, which I'm prescribed for, it forces me to get over shit very quickly. So I've been very depressed, but also, it's weird because you know how I was talking about the 5 to 7 depression in South Chicago? In North Chicago, it's in the morning. It's weird. It's like it's a shift. Like, I'm fine in the evenings now. But it's the mornings that suck. Oh, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Who cares? Anyway, so what's new with you?
I have a country song coming on. You could write a good song out of this.
A country song? My favorite country song is, here's a quarter, go call somebody who cares.
Oh, my God.
It's like my mantra. Or here's a cell phone, go call somebody who cares. Good luck finding.
Okay,
somebody.
Let's talk about prep.
Okay, go more. Ahead. I'm phlegmy.
Huh?
Go ahead, talk. I don't want to be accused of slurring my words.
How did you and prep meet?
Actually, the funny thing is, you know where we met?
In yoga class.
Yes.
Where the fuck do you take yoga? That's what I want to know.
Well, the one where I met prep, I met at the outdoor yoga that Noah teaches. Cher, rather, not Noah. Because they do an outdoor yoga in summer.
I mean, you're like a walking stereotype right now of like yoga. Lesbos.
I know, and you know what's funny about it is Holly was telling me just the other day, she's like, Magina. She calls me Magina, not Magina, like you, because that sounds too anti-feminine. What you do?
That is so cute.
But she says, Magina, listen, do you realize a year and a half ago you were making fun of yoga people?
But that's what's beautiful about, I mean, I think it's beautiful that you can, like...
I still make fun of yoga people.
Be hypocritical towards your own well-being. Be a hypocrite when it comes to your own well-being in terms of being like, I thought that was stupid, and now it's like a choice towards health.
Well, what That's else great. Am I going to do? Not do it because I'm going to be a stubborn bitch?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Embrace it. Be a hypocrite about that. You're like, yeah, I used to make fun of that shit, but it's better for my well-being, so now I do it. Like, what are you, like fucking 14?
Yeah.
You're like 70.
Well, what's the really awful news about this week is Cheryl's Tancer.
Yeah.
She had an ovary removed.
You know, I sent her
she was
some
so upset.
Bars and some crunchy bars.
Oh, thanks. Did you know what was so sad is that she said, look, this prep person deserves to die. I'm a nice person, albeit ugly, but I don't deserve the cancer. That's what she said.
I don't think... Preston's urge to die. I think Preston, a hell of his own creation. As
I was quoting
stated,
Cheryl Ivory.
No, I know. I'm just responding to this. I'm not mad. I just think I'm sad for Prep. Prep needs to fucking go do Vipassana, be in the now.
Is that what Vipassana does?
Yeah, remember I told you where you go meditate for 10 days, 10 hours a day?
Isn't Vipassana like a guided meditation, though?
No. You get your breath. Like, peace. Put up with that. You don't get home. You don't get to imagine floating down the fairy dust. It's like you can sit with your fucking shit. You fucking work through it.
Can you masturbate?
I'm fully present. Huh?
Can you masturbate your vagina?
No.
Ow. What's the temperature in San Francisco right now?
It feels rather brisk, like maybe 55.
It's 6 degrees where I am. And I rode my bike to the
Black
Jewel.
Well, that's why I don't live there.
Jesus Christ, Rachel. I mean, I forgot how different the temperatures are between North Chicago and Southern Chicago. It's like 80 degrees difference. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, really, literally.
I forgot. And you know, this is not a normal winter. I forgot that it can get this cold. You know, and I was
that's
in
a crazy cold temperature though.
I was in
that's like your eyeballs could freeze.
I was in one of my, you know, Seattle Sutton Anonymous classes, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't move because I was, you know how when you lose weight, you want to see if you fit in your skinny pants. So I put on these skinny pants and I squeezed into them, you know, by basically jumping off of a, you know, 10-foot, you know, something, yeah, whatever is 10-foot, nothing. I don't know. But basically, you know, I had to lay on the ground and squeeze in it. I finally got them on. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm late for this meeting. So I went to the meeting in the skinny pants, and I couldn't breathe. My lips were hanging out.
The whole time.
So the whole time I was there, I was just thinking, God, I can't wait to get out of these pants, but I got to stop at the fucking Jewel to get trash bags for the other person to come and help me stage the house. It's not really staging our first work. That's what people in real estate call it, you know, where you stage it.
You know what else you need to do is sage the house.
Sage it? Like with the herb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll really help sell it. But I'm using a
that'll help your well-being.
I have a lesbian real estate agent, though.
That's great. So she'll agree with me.
Uh-huh.
We lesbians are all witches.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how am I going to... I need to get all this food out of my system. I really wish I could puke.
Okay, listen, why did you lose 5 pounds the week before Carissa broke up with you? Were you, like, super stressed or what?
No, it was because I was in South Chicago and there's never any food. I don't know. I think it's strange. You know, yoga isn't that strenuous, but it really makes me lose weight. And I think part of it is because you can't eat for 2 hours before you do it.
Before what?
You can't eat for 2 hours before you do yoga.
Oh, wait, I think the phone's going to die. Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah, you're pretending you don't know about that.
No, hold on.
I hope it dies, then we can be done.
I couldn't hear what you said. You can't eat for 2 hours before what?
Yoga!
What? Okay, so, well, that's great. I mean, as long as you're keeping healthy, like, don't waste away.
Now, you're getting fat, right?
I'm actually losing weight right now.
Okay, good. Because it sounded like you were getting fat with all the cake batter ice cream.
I was getting fat. Now I'm getting skinny again.
Yeah.
But still, I wasn't anywhere near as fat as I am in the fat picture.
Yeah, well, Luke, the person that made the graphic, actually made you even fatter than the fat picture. He stretched you out to fit somebody's enormous head.
Great.
I didn't even recognize it at first. But Lois looks great in the Aretha Franklin hat. Urethra. If you look at the album art now, which you can't, you'd see me in the Aretha.
I can't. Ghetto Fabulous over here.
Yeah.
You know what's really sad? The saddest part of all? My brother's girlfriend is like on a radio show right now, and he can't even listen to that because like, he had to listen online.
Oh, wow.
And it's because she didn't pay the bill, so what are you going to do?
Pay the bill.
Yeah.
That's what you can do.
That's what you can do.
God, I've been on the radio or the podcast thing all day today. Aside from when I was complaining to my friends about the toothbrush. Because that's how it really all started in my mind. Not how it started. That's how the end started. Because I went to Clarissa's house 2 days ago at night, you know, and I hadn't been there in like a month, and I saw. I went to the bathroom to shower and, you know, and get ready for bed, and I couldn't find my toothbrush because she had bought a toothbrush for me and left it there. And the toothbrush was gone. And I said, where did my toothbrush
go?
Not
a good sign.
I said, where did my toothbrush go? She said, oh, the cleaning woman threw it out. Which is a blatant lie. What cleaning woman would throw out a fucking toothbrush, you know?
Clarissa.
It was the beginning, exactly. It was the beginning of the end. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and basically, and I woke up because I was having nerves and things, and I just said, this isn't going to work in the middle of the night. I'm like, I can't deal with this hot, cold bitch. You know? I mean, believe me, it wasn't me. It's not like I broke up. It's like she did all the stuff to break up. I'm just the one that actually went through with it.
Yeah.
Because I did not want it to end. I really didn't. But she was like going so... It was like all of a sudden she just started hating me. And I can understand why somebody would hate me. But not so suddenly. I mean, you'd think it would take a couple days to transition. But it was like, boom. I hate Madge. I love Madge. I hate Madge. As far as her action goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, maybe it's not about you. Maybe it's like Clarissa's own shit.
Of course it is. And that's why I was saying, when I was talking to my other friend who's coming over tomorrow, he said, yeah, it was the exact same thing with me. He said, I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to like taint your, you know, the thing, because I'm not going to tell you she's like this, this, and this, which was actually really nice because most friends, so-called friends, would do that. They're like always bitches like, oh, you don't want to date her, blah, 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 blah. But he didn't do that. He waited till it was over, and then he did that. He's like, yeah, it's not you, honey. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, please.
So it's cool. You know, it's just got to wait for time.
You know what? It's all steps. It's like progress. Like
right.
You did a really good, based on what you told me, all I know is what you told me, but based on what you told me, you did a really good job in this relationship.
Right.
When you felt like your fears coming up because you felt like a standoffishness, you like addressed it head on and you were like told that was crazy. And then, so you didn't freak out and bail out. You like, stayed, and then this shit started happening, and you're like, you know what, this doesn't work for me.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
Like, I think that's really empowering things. You didn't, like, sink down into some mind game drama with her, and, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly, because the trick is, and I've been through this before, and that's why I'm better at it now, but the trick is knowing when to read the writing on the wall, because it's really easy to go into denial. When somebody
start
is basically
justifying and analyzing,
right.
Go crazy.
Because a lot of people, they won't break up with you if they want, even if they want to. They're too cowardly, and I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. A lot of people
or manipulative,
just, right? So you have to know when to see the signs and know that they contradict what the person is saying, and you have to go by the signs. And that's what I did. I said, okay, so first of all, I'll give the person the benefit of the doubt, but at some point, you got to say, look, the writing's on the fucking wall here. Maybe she doesn't even realize it, but I do. And I said, you know, that's it. But, you know, but at the same time, you know, I still look at my cell phone like she's going to text me, which is bizarre, you know?
It's understandable. It's just, like, habitual at this point, too, you know? Just know that, like, when you do it and be like, it's just a habit, you know? I'm breaking the habit.
Right. Yeah. And then every time I look at my phone, it's like Rachel Can. My sister's pushing out this baby. Oh, 10 seconds later, she had the baby. I'm like, well, that's not her. It's okay. I was taking a sitz bath when your sister had that baby. I was in the Epsom salts. Yeah.
You were like having a special like moon goddess ceremony for her birthing.
There's really nothing like a sitz bath when your back hurts. Two cups of Epsom salts. You can't skip
them. I swear by Epsom salts.
Oh, my God. They're wonderful. And then for some reason...
I put in a little oil. Do you ever put in some oil in there?
I put some Ylang extract in last night and two different kinds of bubble baths.
That is decadent.
I'm an extreme lesbian. You know that. It's from the Body
Shop. That is fabulous. Some Ylang, light a candle.
It smells like lilies, death lilies.
Yeah, it's just fabulous.
So, of course, we're coming up on the third anniversary of my worst Valentine's Day, which you were present for.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, you know, and secretly, like, I was really hoping to stretch out the denial until Valentine's Day, but, like, well, you know, whatever. K Sarah Sarah, right?
Why don't you come visit me?
Because I'm broke. You know, I will. Here's the thing. I'll visit you. I'll visit anywhere if there's work. You know, but I'm not just going to go someplace and be a mother-in-law. Because that's the thing. I can go anywhere in the world, but there has to be work there. There has to be paying work there, or I'm not going. You know, that's what I've decided. So I can go anywhere. I'd be happy to go visit you if there's work. If I can get work.
Well, not even just for the money. Somebody in LA, listen, hire me and Matt to do like a radio broadcast for lots of money, like in the next week. Like,
yeah, or a TV show.
Broadcast in the next week.
Like Max and Stacey Hold on. Don't talk. All right, then. Go ahead.
Someone hire us. I'm saying like just for in the next week, we'll have a show on the air where we both get paid, like on the radio. Like we'll actually be getting paid and doing the show within the next week from today.
How are we doing?
TV show in the future, great.
This is from the Kabbalah Voodoo Goddess that's going to help us get this or what?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Why not?
Well, Max and Stacey got at this show on BBC. They got 170 million viewers. And I'm like, and their podcast wasn't any more popular than mine, so. And mine seems to have gotten more popular since I stopped doing it so often and since I stopped with the Mevio. But whatever. Mm. And also since I stopped giving a flying fuck, because there's one thing for sure that I don't give a flying fuck.
That's right, Madge.
I do not give a fuck. That should be my epitaph on my tombstone or my cardboard box where the ashes go in or whatever. She did not give a fuck.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like, she did not give a what?
Wow. Do you watch Battlestar Galactica?
No, I don't have TV. The only things I watch right now are Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Summer High Tide over and over and over.
You don't even watch Big Hate?
No, I don't have TV.
Will you stop saying that? I know.
I saw, like, one episode of Big Love. It was good. Everyone seemed very unhappy on the show.
I love Chloe Sevigny, or however you say her.
You do?
She's great, yeah.
People either love her or hate her, but as a lesbian, I could see why you love her.
She started off in independent, fucked up, freaky films. She's great.
I know, Kids. Kids was her first film.
And Gummo. What was that? Harmony Korine? He's like 12 when he did those movies.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's like brilliant. Mm-hmm. What's the one with the bunny?
Where Donnie Darko?
Yeah, is that it? Where there's this person and a bunny? No, I don't think so. She's in it too, and it's... No.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, whatever. Pussy, pussy, lips. So what else? So this is your sister's second child?
Mm-hmm.
Lois is delighted. She's happy.
Yes.
And you're jealous?
No. Not at all. Maybe if I wasn't with Chris, I would be, but I feel not like I'd want a kid, but I might feel like, oh, what the fuck, but no, I don't want a kid right now at all, if ever.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I don't either. I think that's like, if there's one thing that will, like, get me out of a relationship, like, the one thing other than back hair that would instantly cross somebody off of my list, like as a possible sutress, it would be, I want kids. They'd be like, back hair and kids. No. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah. My thing like that is mandals, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mandals?
Yeah.
What's that?
Those hideous man sandals, like Tevas and shit.
Oh, I thought you meant like love handles. I'm like, I have those and I'm a lesbian.
No, you're like anorexic right now. So
what
whatever.
Are man sandals?
Like Tevas, like those ugly ass, like man, they're like made out of like flip flop stuff that goes like straight across your toes, like creepy sniffer flip flop, gross. Blech.
I wear those.
You do like Tevas, like with Velcro straps, like
oh, no.
Fucking
not
ratty
Velcro.
On
they're
the
just,
edges, like curling up.
They're just flip flops with the like the old kind you used to wear when you were a kid.
Well, flip flops are okay. They're like sandals with straps that go across your toes?
No, I don't wear those.
Men's sandals? You know what I'm talking about. They're
no,
ugly.
I don't
They're
wear
like
any of that
sneaker-looking
shit.
Soles.
Yeah, yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, those fucking ugly-ass things. I hate those,
oh,
too.
Hideous.
Or the ones with all the, they're like a combination of clogs and sandals, clandals.
You know? I wear those. I wear a clog Mary Janes. I'm wearing some right now, Dance Co clogs. I've like turned into the drama teacher I used to make fun of.
These aren't, you're not, the ones I'm talking about, only they make them only for men. They're like these hideous, like sneaker weirdo sandal things.
Yeah, hideous.
They look like bowling balls, sort of.
Have you ever seen those man sandals where they're like sneaker bottom and they're like, sometimes these come in flip-flop and they have like a thing on the front tip of the toe that like comes up like a sneaker tip to like, in case you were going to like stub your big toe or like for kicking or something.
I don't really pay attention to shoes. I'm a lesbian.
Oh, they're so hideous.
Yeah.
They like make my stomach hurt that something would be made that ugly in the world.
Well, what about Cheryl Murkowski? They made her.
She's beautiful. What about prep? Let's talk more about prep.
I promised Andy I wouldn't call, so I'm calling him.
Yeah, call him right now.
Dades.
Yes, hello, hello.
Andy.
Rachel, rah.
I have
Andy,
nothing to say.
Sorry.
Make her.
Huh?
We have 10 more minutes of Pogrom, so finish.
Aw. Rachel, did you get my email?
I haven't been online in like days. I'm in San Francisco where my sister had a baby 6 weeks early, and
forgot.
She and the baby are fine.
Oh, good. That's.
No would have sufficed,
baby's
Rachel.
Very cute.
No.
What?
You could have just answered his question. No, I did not get your email. That would have been
maybe Andy cares about my life, and I know he's going to ask, well, are they okay? I'll be like, yeah, they're fine. So, like, I'll save him the time.
He doesn't care.
Good news. Not be like a drama queen and act like something bad happened.
Did he care? Do you care?
It was more like I was asking if I could use one of your songs.
I know. I'll send it to you as soon as I can get online.
Which song? Okay. I probably have.
Well, it wasn't a song. It was what you played at the end of your show last week. Or
The Word to the Wise?
Yeah, of course you can have it.
I can send it to you.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was talking
about... It is Word to the Wise.
Okay.
I listened
because
to
I got a show
recent,
topic
so.
About it, so...
Hey, listen, you know, Maz,
I'll send
when
it
we,
to
were,
you
we
now.
Were talking about prep, we were talking about prep, and Maz accused you of... Anger, what'd you say? Interrogating? What'd
yes,
you say, Matt?
Interrogating is right.
That you're interrogating prep. And I was saying, I didn't really, no, you said like in an accusatory way. I can't remember what word you said, but I felt like you were concerned for his well-being.
Yeah, because said person is attractive and seems to be nice, and I'm concerned.
But that's perfectly valid. It's perfectly normal. But the thing is that I was saying is saying like he's going to die and you don't see the danger in obesity.
Well,
okay, listen. Andy, you said because he was attractive. Like, what if he were ugly? Then it's okay.
What? I'm sorry.
Good point. What's so funny, Andy?
That is a good point. Because I didn't see it that way.
Did you hear what Cheryl said on the show yesterday? She
no.
said he deserves to get AIDS and die.
Like, oh, yeah.
She said, well,
I understand
nice.
Why Cheryl feels that way, but like...
No, nobody.
Ultimately,
nobody deserves
Cheryl would rather be Cheryl than be prep. Because prep is in a world of pain. Because this is what I said, Andy. Like... The thesis of the whole thing, and the good thing about you interrogating him was when you
the thesis?
Were, when he finally admitted, he's like, I'm not even having a good time anyway, like, because in the moment, I'm thinking about the next person I'm going to fuck or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should Jewify, should I Jewify this recording like I did that one to disguise the voice?
Jewify?
It's the Jewify filter.
Dude, it sound like fucking aliens. It's very annoying to listen to. I understand why you had to do it, but I wish you could have just, like, done a fake Russian accent or something. It was very annoying.
Well, there's no filter for that. If there was, I would have used it.
It would be funny if you just did it yourself.
Why did I turn the compressor off?
But are you getting angry and lashing out at me?
No, but ask it anyway.
Andy, mm-hmm. I want you to answer an honest question for me.
Okay.
Okay? Do you think that Madge is slurring a little right now?
I haven't noticed it.
You fucking whore. See?
Hey, it's by me.
I didn't fucking go off on you.
Don't get mad. I just wanted to see if it was just me.
I haven't noticed it.
I have not been slurring my words. And yeah, I should be by now because I took my sleeping pill a goddamn hour ago. But when you first asked me, I had just fucking taken it and I ate 10 gallons of ranch dressing and some cookies and it makes me want to puke just thinking about it.
It's making me a little sick,
and
too,
I'm so scared because I have this person coming over and I'm so afraid that he's going to find my dildos. Like, we're totally cleaning out the house. Dildos.
Oh, God.
God knows what else. God knows what's in this house.
Which house are you in?
My house.
Do you feel good about... Do you see that you're selling your place as a new adventure in your life?
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I see it as a new adventure. I do.
Good. That's really good. I do, too.
Okay. I see it as, like, everything I do, it's more of a statement than an adventure. I do things just to make a statement to those who don't give a shit. That's how I run my life. Like, when I moved to Amsterdam for a year, I did it to make a statement, and nobody cared. Yeah. That's how I run my life.
Why don't you do it for yourself instead of, like, making a statement for other people? Why don't you make a statement to the most important person you know, who's Madge?
Well, because the most important person I know is not Madge.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't have a most important person. I'm sorry. I don't have that award.
I think that you should.
I should have a Hall of Fame, the Madge Weinstein Hall of Fame, with just me in it. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I don't have favorites. Yeah. You know, I've never had, like, a best friend. Whenever people say, who's your best friend? I always had several or none. You know, but it's like, I don't like favorites. And this is why, you know, I always talk about how I hate contests and rankings. I hate all that shit.
You know, it's retarded.
So why should I have to be my favorite person? Why should I treat myself better than I treat anyone else?
You don't have to treat yourself better than you treat anyone else.
Look, leave the new age shit is last week.
As the best person you treat yourself.
Can we leave all the Eckhart Tolle shit in last week where it fucking belongs? We're not in the now anymore. Leave the now. That was the now then. Right now is not that. Right now is your sister's abortion, Andy's obesity. We were
double hot chocolate.
How much food I ate that makes me want to puke. Oh, my God.
Can I tell Andy what you ate?
Oh, I'll puke, though.
Okay, first she had pomegranate juice, then two flake bars, then a Canadian bacon slice rolled up in a tube, and then she fingered ranch into her mouth with her finger, but it was like a gorgonzola-type cream dressing, not actual ranch. And then after that, had a chocolate chip cookie that she got three free with her $15 purchase. That was the size of a grapefruit.
And the other two, of course, I ate today. And what I didn't mention is I also had some of the pomegranate juice out of the jar from the fridge.
I said that.
No, but I mean I drank it also besides the glass. Yeah. I also just had some straight out of the jar.
Yeah.
And wake up with a horrible food binge over. How come you can talk nowadays?
You know what?
Yeah, what's going on?
You just decide you don't care?
Exactly.
Did you kill your dad?
You don't care.
I feel like I could picture Andy, like, having gone on a shooting spree and, like, he's like, it's no problem anymore.
No, I picture Andy like Griselda in Desperate Living, where she just He just goes and sits on his dad's face. No, where she sits on his face. So you just sit on your dad's face till he dies. Fuck you. Ooh, eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Uh-oh. Time to go.
Look, you know what? I live here too. So, you know. Yes.
Good for you, Andy. And you want me to stop my quote-unquote new age shit.
Burn your bra and AIDS.
I need a bra. These titties are poking through.
Really?
It's cold.
What size cup do you think you'd be, Andy?
Oh, God. They don't make a cup for me.
Triple Z.
Zebra.
I had a moo cow, a two cow, a hoo cow, and Carol and Mamoo, Mamoo. Come on, sing it, Rachel.
Matt, come visit me for Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine?
No, you have a Valentine. Don't patronize me.
I'm not. I want listeners to send you money to buy tickets to just come visit, even if it's just
I don't
one
want,
day,
you don't understand. I don't care. It's not, I don't need money. I need money for the ticket, but it's not about that. I need work. I'm not going to go someplace where I don't
know.
Have work.
Okay, well, then we're back to having that radio
I'm
show.
I'm just going to go somewhere and just sit on your fucking porch drinking goddamn lemonades, watching you take bong hits with all the 27 singing bowls.
You're so stupid.
Gong, gong. Oh, hold on, dude. Hold on. Oh, I'm so high. Well, that'd be real fun for me, wouldn't it now? And then I hear another gong, wow, 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 wow. Oh, you're healed. Wow, 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 wow. Wait, I'm having a coronary. Let's go to the hospital. Oh, wow, wow.
Oh, my God.
Quick, Reiki ambulance. That would be a good business. Reiki ambulance. Like somebody has a heart attack or a stroke, and you just come over with your bowls. Boing. Oh, oh. Hello. Oh, my God. There's this magazine called Kanchu's Choice, and I actually know the publisher by accident. And it's one of those dumbass, flaky, new age magazines, right? So they had an article about some sort of stupid healing, and it was an article that was in paid advertisement. Are you listening, Rachel?
Every word.
When you don't active listen, I know you're not really listening because you're an active.
I'm listening.
And say a mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had this article about like some healer, and it was mm-hmm. a fake advertisement. And so the guy's like,
mm-hmm.
well, mm-hmm. the guy was like, well, he punched me in the stomach, and mm-hmm. I was, mm-hmm. and I got black, I was black and blue for a week, but I only, mm-hmm. I But I only went off on three drivers, and I only cussed out my computer once this week, so I think it was mm-hmm. working. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I point taken about the act of listening. Who are
oh,
you whispering
no, my
to?
My brother's hamster just peed on him.
Hamsters what? Are stupid.
My brother's pet hamster just peed on him.
Why does your brother have a pet hamster? That like you're not supposed to pet hamsters after the age of five.
I know. He just doesn't say, like, no one over age six has a pet hamster.
Five.
Well,
six
he's well over the age of five or six.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing. His
does
hamster's name is Howard. No.
So he doesn't just feed him to the snakes? I would.
No, he loves his hamster. He does not feed him to a snake.
Oh. I'm scared to death of snakes, especially when they get in the house.
How often does that happen?
Get snakes in your house?
It's happened a couple of times in the past 3 years.
What kind
it
of
really
snake?
Freaks me out. I break out into hives.
What kind of snakes?
Oh,
yeah. Black. That's all I know.
I bet the hives scare the snake.
Maybe it's black
well, I don't
snake
know.
Moan. Maybe you should put on a diaper and handcuff yourself to the fucking fence post.
What?
Remember Black Snake Moan?
What are you talking about? You know I don't remember anything in life. Thank God.
Is it midnight yet?
Yes, it's time to go.
It's 1:03 a.m.
Yeah.
Madge.
Yeah.
I will not be stymied in the face of your amazing, not new age. I'm just full of love for you. I love you so much.
Of course.
Just want you to know that. I'm sending you lots of love. Mm. Andy, you too.
You too, Rachel. I love you.
I love you too.
All right,
well, I love you, Madge.
If you want to come out here for Valentine's Day, that would be great.
Well, audience, find us work. Find me work, and I will.
Yeah, and Andy can come too. Get us all work.
Let's all become a rock star.
Andy can be a professional feather duster in rich people's in rich fame. Like, you can work at rich people's houses, movie stars' houses, and dust for them.
Like, that would be a very good TV show.
A good reality TV show, The Duster. Did you hear Griselda?
She's like in a little black French maid, like apron, but no other clothes.
Andy, did you know Griselda entered you in that TV show Intervention?
Oh, God.
She did.
If someone shows up here, anyways, would Vera hire me to dust her RV?
Ask Vera.
Oh my God.
You'd get jizz all over it. I don't think so.
I'm professional.
Did you see that Car Fuckers documentary I posted a while ago?
Yeah.
It'd be like you. She'd catch you. She and Grinch would be sleeping and wake up in the middle of the night. What's that squeaky noise? And there's Band-Aids having sex with
Captain's chair?
No, with the water, with the duty inlet or something.
Ew.
Oh my God. Duty inlet.
Outlet. The hookup, that's what they call
no,
it.
No, honey, we all have to be obsessed about something.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm perfectly normal. I'm perfectly all right.
Well, it goes back to what you just
talked
about.
You're better than all right. You're great, Mitch.
Yeah.
It goes back to what you all were talking about. You know, when you get depressed, you got to have something to look at.
I don't remember talking about that. What are you talking about?
Me neither.
You know,
don't put new age words in our mouths.
You know, you started up in the afternoon where you get depressed and Rachel told you to do something else.
Oh, yeah, you got to, like, not focus more negative
energy.
Yeah,
right, just
going
to play with my clip. Yeah.
That doesn't mean you have to be obsessed with fucking RVs and fuck the poop suit.
Yeah, that was how we translated it. That makes a lot of sense.
You took that on a journey and came back with it with your word magic.
Well, he went on a spiritual journey. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, my closing song is going to play in 30 seconds. So,
what is it?
It's from Anthony and the Johnstons.
Love you all.
Okay,
love everybody.
Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Hey, Andy, I'm really proud of you for just like talking.
The music's playing. You can't hear.
It's my name, Mama, in the afterglow. When the grass is green with growth and my tears have turned to snow. Well, I'm only a child, born upon a grave, dancing through the stations, calling out my name. Kiss my name. I'm trying to be sane, I'm trying to kiss my friends, and when broken, make amends, oh kiss my name. The curtain's wide, the turtle doves embroidered light, as I lie murdered in ground, rain compacting sodden sound, the songs I sang the years before, kiss my name. When it was my time to rain upon the cold, I became